Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Finally on our program tonight, Markets and Company News with Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments, and obviously all focus on the mini budget this evening. And Fahima, maybe let's just start with tone if we can. Essentially, the minister saying that he wanted to set out a strategic path towards inclusivity, improved fiscal health, strengthened infrastructure, targeting sustainable development, boosting resilience. Obviously, all the right things to say, but did he hit the mark?
Evening, Jeremy. Yes, I think it did set the right tone in terms of meeting market expectations of wanting to see further commitment towards fiscal consolidation and also expense management to bring down those very high levels of debt, and also commitment towards improvement in infrastructure. I see the spend there is expected to increase by about 11%. And bear in mind, it is the first time that this budget has been addressed with a new GNU in place. So obviously several different party views would have had to be taken into account. So I think he did a pretty good job in that regard. It was positive to note that the private sector will be allowed to participate in turning around failed SOEs such as Transnet. And there is also commitment towards investing in public infrastructure and allowing the private sector to be involved there too. So it is quite promising to see the openness towards private sector participation. And I see there's also plans in place to reduce that very high public sector bill by providing for early retirement packages for the public servants. On a more negative side, though, despite their best intentions of fiscal consolidation, there has been lower tax revenue, resulting in a bit of a slight fiscal slippage, and that has resulted in an increase to our budget deficit.
Let's talk about how the market has been seeing it today. So I think there's agreement that he had very little room to maneuver. But just looking at my screen now, it's down about 0.8% and mainly led lower today by platinum shares.
Yes, I think it was broadly in line with what the market was expecting. So I don't think we've seen too much movement from that midterm budget policy statement. And if we look at the markets, it did open this morning weaker, and it's just been a bit mixed, I think, in line with other markets we've seen across the globe this week. And of course, it's a busy week in the US, which could be driving that, you know, given that we've got some big tech companies reporting results this week. And we're also expecting to see some important economic data come from the US with quarterly GDP figures released there tomorrow, and also inflation data later this week. So I think that that could perhaps be having more of an impact on the JSE. But in terms of the Rand, we did see that opened a bit stronger this morning. And I think that was just on the back of the anticipation of a positive midterm budget policy statement.
Fahima, he spent a lot of time on infrastructure build. If this is going to be pursued with perhaps a little more assertiveness and alacrity, which sectors are likely to benefit in South Africa?
So I think the obvious one would be the construction sector. We are already seeing quite a few companies benefit from some of the infrastructure tenders that have been put out. Some of those include the likes of Raubex. So Raubex is focused on your road construction and other infrastructure. If we look at the share price of that, it's up almost 75% year to date. Other companies that I think could stand to benefit is the likes of your PPC, which provides cement that will also be used in the construction process. And then also Wilson Bailey Homes involved in the construction sector, and that share price is up 65%. So I think we're already seeing quite a few companies benefit from those commitments already.
You made the very important point about debt service cost, $389 billion for the current fiscal. And let's just put that into some form of context. That's 22 cents of every revenue rand. Whichever way you skin it, and as much positivity that comes out, that particular number is key. It's too fast, it's too high, and it is going to be a collar on growth.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's far too high to be spending such a huge amount of revenue just on interest service costs. You know, it's not sustainable in the long term. And also considering now that we had a bit of that slippage in terms of collecting tax revenue, the budget deficit is expected to actually now increase to 5% compared to what it was originally budgeted to be, 4.5%, which obviously isn't great. But I think with the new GNU in place and the improved outlook we're seeing in terms of the growth projections, also improvements in load shedding, Hopefully, we will see some better economic growth to come in the years ahead, and that will actually be the only way to, you know, sustainably reduce our very high levels of debt in the country.
And just quickly, you also referenced tax revenue a little earlier, 22.3 billion rand lower than initially projected. And this is an age-old problem that we have in South Africa. The revenue net or the pool is simply too shallow.
Exactly. You know, you just don't have enough taxpayers in the country supporting a huge amount of people that are actually unemployed. I mean, the problem is our tax base continues to shrink year on year as we see people immigrate, leaving the country. We've also had a drain of skills in the past few years, which isn't good for our tax base. So, yes, definitely not sustainable in the long term. We definitely need to see, I think, more job creation and more economic growth before we see this this problem get resolved.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. We'll talk again next week. That's Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.